Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To another edition of the OHIO podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Buckeye Boggs. That man over there is the wild man, Chris Wilds, and you are you. And we're so thankful to have you with us tonight for another live call-in show here on the OHIO podcast. Phone lines are up, 567-483-1999. Party like it's 1999, Chris Wilds. You remember that year very well.
I do well.
I do as well. I was a beginning at the end of 1999 was my senior year of high school. Graduated the year 2000, and I remember Y2K. Remember all the fear everybody had about the ATM not working. Hey, we're not alone tonight. Larry Daniels is in the house super early tonight. Central Florida greetings, OH. Larry, IO, buddy. Good to have you with us tonight. Our good friend Jeremiah Yoder, OHIO. Let's go Buckeyes. Jeremiah, happy Thursday evening to you, my friend. And guys, we are the official OHIO podcast, the Ohio State podcast of FanSided. Head on over to FanSided. You can check them out at scarletandgame.com. That is owned by FanSided. And you can check out our audio podcast there as well as great articles. We are also the official Ohio State podcast of the College Huddle, which you see that beautiful little logo right below Chris there. Go over to thecollegehuddle.com. There are 73 podcasts. We picked up a new one this week, Chris. Georgia Tech.
I saw.
Rec Talk. Dude's hilarious. He's a trash talker. I like him. Go check that out. 73 different podcasts. We are the official Ohio State podcast of the College Huddle as well, and I'm part owner. So appreciate any coin that you would drop by going and checking out any articles that Chris, myself, JR, any number of writers write over there at the College Huddle. We also have our own website, Chris. I'm sure you're aware of that. It's called theohiopodcast.com. What an original name, right? Let's go ahead and
keep it simple.
make this full size here. And let's go check this out real fast for all of you. For those who've never been on our website, this is what it looks like. Beautiful website, I might add. My buddy Garrett, who's a web developer, helped me develop this and make this. As you can see, we've got a brand new article up about the four-star cornerback Blake Woodbey, who decommitted today. Just not enough room on the roster, Chris. Sometimes that happens.
He's a casualty of success right now.
Yep. Also have an article there about LJ. His future replacement has left the program. Brandon Jordan, after 3 months, decided he was going to go do something else.
Still destination unknown?
He's got a business.
Yeah.
He's been successful running.
Wasn't he doing something with conditioning?
Exercise
type business.
Yeah, doing all kinds of stuff like that. We've got other sports too. The Ohio State women's softball team will be looking for a new coach after 12 years. Article about that. The tennis team, all kinds of good stuff tonight. Basketball team, that's all there. We have our store that Chris runs. Be sure and check that out where you can get this beautiful tumbler I will show you in just a second. But I want to show you this link to the merch store. My order is coming in this week, Chris. I'm super excited about that. I ordered one of the Angry Riot Day t-shirts. But
did you get the white or the red?
I got the white.
Yeah, I can't do it, Eric. I'm afraid it'll be ruined within a week.
Well, you know,
it's very sharp looking.
My plan is to wear it while I'm podcasting. That's my plan. So, but we have that t-shirt. Of course, we have the red with the white logo, the white with the scarlet and gray logo. We have the white hat, the hoodies, and we'll be adding more to this, guys. That's the thing I want to share with all of you is this is just the beginning. There will be more to come. So do not fret. There's going to be a lot more of that where that came from. All right, so Mello's in the house. What's up, Mello? Good to see you tonight. Brian Oberst is here as well. As I look at the chat, trying to catch up on the chat since I was doing that.
Welcome,
Billy Tuesday.
Sean.
Billy Tuesday's here. Sean Schrock, congratulations on the new job, buddy. Awesome. So happy for you. Donald and Karen, good to have you with us tonight. So Scoop must have ended early. So looks like Scoop's in the house tonight early. Appreciate all of you. All right, this is going to be a different kind of show, Chris, because I do this from time to time. I pull clips of things to play for everybody, the audio version. Of course, you can't play someone else's video. That's a no-no on YouTube, but you can play the audio. And so we're going to play it's just under 6 minutes, a audio clip of a conversation, an interview between Paul Finebaum and Tim May. Of course, you and I know Tim May. Everybody in the chat knows Tim May. Tim May has been on the beat at Ohio State
since God was a teenager.
Earl?
Bruce? Yeah.
Long time. Like he's the longest tenured writer on the beat, hands down.
Because he's just that good.
He's a very good writer. Funny guy, kind of awkward. I mean, let's be honest. But he's our guy. He's our awkward guy. Even though he's an Alabama football fan, believe it or not. You don't follow a team as long as he has and not have some place in your heart for that team
that
has basically wrote your checks. $10 holler to start the night off from, I believe, Devin. I believe OH7715 is Devin. I think I learned that this week. If I'm wrong, please correct me in the chat. But if I'm right, we got it. Thank you so much for that $10 holler. Cost us about $30 to do a show if we go 2 hours, $15 an hour to do a call-in show. So the first two-thirds of the show is already paid for. So we appreciate that. Thank you so much. IO, my friend, thank you so much. All right, so here we're gonna play the audio for everybody, Chris. Then we're going to respond. Then, and I was correct. Awesome. Thank you, Devin. And then Tim May was on the Morning Juice earlier this week.
I heard
And that. They asked him about it, and he got to respond a little bit about that. We're going to play that as well. You and I are going to have a conversation. We're going to talk about it, and then we'll go to the phone lines tonight, guys. And remember, feel free to call in. We're looking forward. You can talk about this. Talk about something else if you want as well. 567-483-1999 is the call-in number. Go ahead and light them up. Here we go. This is the interview between Paul Feinbaum, Tim May. I hope you guys are ready. We're gonna call Feinbaum out on this one tonight, guys.
And we're all trying to come up with the exact price tag that Ryan Day used, or how much did he spend to bring in that haul in the portal a couple of months ago.
Well, I mean, number one, it wasn't him; it was others. You know, evidently.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I misunderstood.
You know how it works, Paul. You know how it works. And then number two, the theory is, the estimates are somewhere between 13 to 15 million when you stack it all up. But here's the problem, as you well know, who knows really who's getting what? You know what I mean? A lot of the stuff that's that goes out there, and you know this more than anybody, is kind of BS. And my team spent more than your team kind of situation, which is, kind of like major college football. Ever since I remember starting to understand what it was all about was sort of like that anyway. But the bottom line is somewhere between 13 and 15, I think, would be a good guess on what it would be from an NIL collective standpoint for this roster. But when you consider they had so many guys opt not to go to the NFL and come back for their senior year or their last year, especially on the defensive side, and then some of the people they picked up in the portal, and also, some of the guys they signed in the signing class, that might be conservative estimate. Who knows? But the bottom line is it's a hell of a roster. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, we've seen Ryan Day screw up similar type rosters. Why should we believe he's not going to do the same thing this year?
Yeah, I know. But I think that depends on your definition of screw up. I mean, let's face it.
I'll tell you what my definition, Tim, when you have generational talent – and you can't beat your rival three straight years, you end up getting embarrassed in Missouri, and you seemingly underperform at a school, by the way, that is famous for underperforming. I mean, you've heard me talk about Urban Meyer with that championship. I mean, he left about two or three on the cutting room floor. So Ryan Day is just filling in where Urban left off. I know Urban's your best friend, but I just have to state facts here.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of people say that about Georgia until Kirby Smart came along and finally put it all together, right? I mean, there have been quite a few rosters out there that don't finally finish it off. I mean, Woody Hayes probably his best teams from a talent standpoint I guess that's what I think too, right? But some of his best teams were those mid-70s teams. They never won a national championship. Archie Griffin won two Heisman trophies, which is still the only guy to do that. But, it's –
Yeah, but there wasn't any debate about what kind of coach Woody Hayes was. There's still some question marks about Ryan Day.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I can see what you're talking about. But they've been in the college football playoff, three, four times with Ryan Day. He's lost the championship game to Alabama. He got robbed against Clemson and definitely got robbed against Georgia, but missed a field goal.
What do you mean robbed? I was at that game. I don't remember any cops and robbers coming in with masks on their face. It looked like a typical Day choke job to me.
Ryan Day choke job. Okay, I'm not going to argue with you because you're the guy who the show is named after, but, I mean, when Marvin Harrison Jr. got in the back of the end zone and a flag went down and then there was no penalty. That changed the tenor of that game. You know that. But then
Tim, I realize you're up in Ohio, but you are aware those things are reviewed by the officials.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Do you and I could both go to the same games? I'm trying to wonder sometimes. But, they're reviewed by the officials, and there should have been at least a personal foul call on that play, but there wasn't. Point is, I agree with you on them not winning the gold ring, but they have definitely been within reach of the gold ring.
That's fantastic, Tim. I'm really proud. But that's we're talking about Ohio State here. We're not talking about some cheeseball Iowa team or Purdue. I mean, this is the Ohio State University, is it not?
Yeah, but just think if they had won some of those games we're talking about, those championships. he wouldn't be talking about
Georgia. But they didn't win those, and that's why I'm asking you the question.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember what the question is. The question is, why with such a stacked roster were they not able to get it done? I will say this. This is the most stacked roster that I've covered at Ohio State. So if they don't get it done this year, there definitely need to be answers. I agree with that 100%. But only one team wins a national championship every year. But look, the fact that you're in contention.
Man, Tim, you're laying some breaking news on me with that statement. Wow.
But the fact that you've been in contention all these times does speak something about your program. Don't you agree?
Tim, I guess the reason you haven't beaten Michigan, Tim, I guess the reason Ohio State hasn't beaten Michigan for the last 3 years is Connor Stallions. Am I right?
Well, he had something to probably do with it, but I don't think I'd lay it all on that. I mean, obviously, Gene Smith said the other day on I think WOSU on a radio show that it will have a question mark. They will have question marks next to it, but. I agree with that. I mean, they were breaking a longstanding rule, an NCAA rule about advanced scouting, et cetera. But, the final analysis, nobody really looks at the asterisk. You can take wins away and championships away, but, it is what it is.
Well, how's your blood pressure there, Chris?
That guy is without a doubt the most punchable personality in all of college football. I wish someone would just break a foot off in that guy's backside. I mean, are you kidding me? First of all, he's going to deny that Ohio State was robbed on two occasions. That goes without saying. Anybody with a football IQ above 30 would know exactly what happened there. And he's not going to admit it because by admitting it, he's saying that Georgia didn't deserve that. And he can't say that because he's an SEC guy. He's an SEC guy. He's got to promote the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
He's been – I'm trying to keep it family friendly. He's been riding Nick Saban's
– coattails?
Well, those coattails.
Okay.
For the last, decade and a half, two decades, sitting there sucking up to him. And riding his fame to basically enhance himself. But the fact is, 2019, Ohio State was robbed. They were robbed in that game against Clemson. And if I remember correctly, it was SEC officials that did that.
Got it, yep.
Then you look at the replay situation in the game there in 2022. First of all, the play was blown by the officials on the field. Why? Probably because they were Pac-10 officials and we had just destroyed their conference. Secondly, I mean the replay was just blown. And for him to deny that is absolutely ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm as critical of Ryan Day as anybody.
You are.
Absolutely. And do I think that Day's had shortcomings? Absolutely.
Has. Mm-hmm.
He has. I'm not going to say screwed up with rosters in the past. I will say that he has not maximized the potential of a couple of the rosters, perhaps. But you know what? I wouldn't say he screwed them up. I will say he was screwed and Feinbaum's just a moron, a complete asshat. I'm sorry, had to come out. A complete moron and just, I can't. And so disrespectful. Completely disrespectful to somebody he brought onto his show.
Yeah.
That was unprofessional. Just, I wish I could go on. I wish I could go on with this guy.
So
please,
Paul Feinbaum,
bring me on. Come on, go one with the great one. Come on.
So man, the phone lines are lined up, Chris. We're gonna have to go to calls because I think people want to chime in here about this. there's three things I want to talk about, and I'll have to save them maybe for later. Real fast, and 210, I see you. You were in the batter's circle first. You're coming up in just a few minutes. 210, hang with me. 937-330, I see you guys. Thank you so much. We'll get to you guys. When we get people lined up like that, we'll try to make the calls a little bit quicker. We appreciate all of you. But let's go ahead and play. It's just real quick. It's like a minute and a half of Bobby Carpenter asking Tim May this week on the Morning Juice about this interview. And Tim May has an explanation of kind of what happened.
Tim, as you sit here and I guess it's Wednesday. Last week you were on with your guy, Mr. Paul Feinbaum. You had some nice exchanges back and forth. I mean, how was that? How'd that experience go for you? Because I think everybody else really enjoyed it.
It was one of those deals where I'm in my car and I'm in a traffic jam and I'm not really, you know how you fighters would say sometimes you walk into the ring and sometimes you're on your toes and sometimes you're on your heels. I was sort of like in the middle of my feet, and then I got popped and I kind of like fell backwards a little bit and then tried to flail. I was flailing for the back rope to hold myself up, because I always like to try to be, I don't know, I like to try to be a gentleman as much as possible when I'm a guest on a show and maybe add a little bit to the conversation if I can. But I'm not used to being the William Barrett Travis in the, we're talking about generals or colonels or whatever, William Barrett Travis at the Alamo getting attacked left and right, you know, attacking all directions. So I was a little taken aback about the way the thing went, but the one thing I wish I'd said and I had in my brain, but all of a sudden I was gone, you know what I mean, was that, I'll just say this, Paul, I appreciate I think Ohio State appreciates the Southeastern Conference for developing some of these young men, four of which from the Southeastern Conference may be starters on this Ohio State football team. They realize if they want to play real big-time football, they got to get out of that league. And just named off Quinshon Judkins and Seth McLaughlin and Caleb Downs, you know, just to name them.
Okay, so I have a couple super chats I need to acknowledge. Thank you, Donald and Karen, for the $5 holler. Appreciate it. That takes care of the first hour of the show tonight. Awesome. Thank you so much. Larry Daniels, a $4.99 holler. We get by with a little help from our friends. Is Feinbaum the new Lou Holtz? Woo! Where you at, Paul Feinbaum? I like it. $4.99 super chat from Larry Daniels. That's going to work on the first third of the second part of the second hour of the show. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate that very much. So real fast here, caller, I know we're coming right to you in just 1 minute here. Here's the deal. Paul Feinbaum and Tim May are friends. He's been on Tim May's podcast. Tim May has been a regular contributor to his show as an Ohio State writer. Never has Paul Feinbaum attacked Tim May like he attacked him. Here's what's going on. Paul Feinbaum is paid by ESCCPN, to his employer is. The SEC is upset right now at Ohio State and schools from the North because NIL has leveled the playing field with what the SEC was doing under the table with bagmen and paying players for the past 3-4 decades. And now that that's all above the table and everybody can see what's going on and it's legal, Ohio State did this offseason what Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Florida, and the rest of them in the SEC have been doing under the table for decades. And this is not just Paul Feinbaum deciding he's going to be a jerk to Tim May. This is strategic by the SEC to try to point fingers that we're quote-unquote buying championships in the North now, because now things are above ground. And because they're above ground and the playing ground is level for everybody, the SEC does not have the money that some of the North schools have got, and they're worried. They're worried that they're going to lose control of college football, where it just means more because all of a sudden we are playing by the same rules now and they don't like it. That is what that was. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 210, you are up first. 210, welcome to the OHIO podcast.
Hello.
How's it going?
I don't know much about football.
Okay, what do you know?
Not much. I do know that there's goblins underneath the pitches, though.
There's what?
They're hiding under the goblins, hiding under the pitches. You got to get them. Got to get them out of there. Get them out of there.
Goblins under
the
what?
The pictures.
There's goblins under the pictures?
Hold on, Eric. Hold on. Let me check. Woody must chase the goblins away.
I have no idea what that was.
I don't know what just happened.
If that was supposed to be a troll job, that was the worst troll job I have ever been experienced in my life.
Did you get to use the button there, or did he do it to himself?
I dropped him. He did it to himself. He left because he was afraid of what was probably going to come from me. But
Sarah says the goblins are under the benches.
Goblins are under the benches. Oh, Devin, best caller yet. Well, yes, that was a horrible cold. We knew eventually by opening up the phone lines that we were going to have something. Donald, someone is on acid and shrooms. Wow.
That was great. I hope he calls back at some point.
Goblins are under the benches. You better get them out of there.
Whoo.
Please, I hope I'm going to have to look up where that area code was real fast because I've got to know.
Well, you bring the next caller up. I'll look it up for you, Eric.
I got to know where that's from. That's a postal code. Sorry. Southeastern Ohio. 220 Southeastern Ohio.
It was 210 from some part of Texas.
Texas?
Somewhere around San Antonio, it says.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Well,
so technically, SEC country.
Yeah. All right. Let's check
on
the next caller.
We should have known by the intelligence of the caller. Just saying.
330, you're on the OHIO podcast. What's happening tonight?
Eric, Chris.
What's up, Tyler? Is there any goblins?
Tyler, don't forget to welcome the goblins.
Is there any goblins under your bench tonight, Tyler? We got to know.
No, there ain't no goblins here in Akron. There ain't no goblins here in Akron.
There's other things in Akron, but not goblins, huh?
Yeah.
Larry Daniels, Super Chat, $1.99. He says, that came from the land of legal weed. Tyler, what's on your mind tonight, buddy? The floor is yours.
So Eric, Chris, Paul Feinbaum has a problem with the Big Ten, with OSU spending money, with doing exactly what the SEC's been doing the whole time.
The difference, yeah. Tyler, is what we're doing is now legal, and what they were doing back then was illegal. That's the difference. But yes. I believe that is where the vitriol on the conversation with Tin May came from. It came from up top where he is being told by his bosses, when you get the Big Ten schools on, you need to attack their NIL.
See, therein lies my problem, though, is so why are they getting upset for what they've been doing the whole time?
Because now everybody can do it, Tyler. So that's what's upsetting them.
Well, and also you got to understand, Tyler. They will deny it till they're they will deny it to the grave that they ever cheated when everybody knows they've been cheating.
But didn't Cam Newton actually come out and even admit it?
Yeah, absolutely. They got they've been paying him. Absolutely. They all got paid.
So then if they deny it, so Michigan fans take the lesson from the SEC. Because they deny it, them cheating too. They're two peas in a pod. Eric, Chris.
Well, did you not catch what he acknowledged the cheating, but by basically saying that Michigan's cheating wasn't the reason why Ohio State has lost to them 3 years in a row, right? Did you catch how he did that? He brought up Connor Stallions. Yeah. And so he's already acknowledging, Tyler, that cheating's not that big of a deal. See?
It's so funny. Because to me, Eric, it's so insignificant that other teams view it as not cheating, or they view the cheating as very minimal benefit, but they're the ones that's benefiting the whole time.
Absolutely.
Here's what it comes down to, I think. Yeah. And that's everybody hates a winner. And but Ohio State won that series for so long that I think it comes down to the whole concept of everybody hates a winner. That's exactly where all the hate comes from.
So
that we competed with them.
So SEC fans and Michigan fans, honestly, they could take a lesson from each other, because they've both been cheating this whole, and they've been cheating. And when they got caught, or in case of the SEC's case, everyone's doing exactly the same thing you're doing. You're kind of can you really be upset if everyone else is doing exactly what you're doing the whole time? Now, Michigan, you're in NIL. You don't have an NIL. So, Connor Stallions ain't coming back. So, you guys are going to go back to 9-3, 8-4. And their fans just can't accept it, Chris, Eric.
No, they can't. And, you brought something up, Tyler, that says, they're about their cheating, about the not only Michigan, but about the SEC cheating, right? And the thing is, Tyler, about what the SEC is claiming, the SEC has never claimed that they have cheated. It has always been hush-hush, under the table. And if you recall a couple years ago, when Nick Saban started this little tizzy about cheating and paying for players with Texas A&M, and Jimbo Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Notice Jimbo Fisher is out of football.
Yep. I'm fully aware of that, Eric.
Nick Saban ran the SEC. He was their cash cow. Absolutely. Yep. And the SEC no longer has Nick Saban anymore.
Their cash cow.
And they're trying to make Georgia, okay,
their cash cow,
the new Nick Saban, and the biggest threat to that is who?
OSU.
Ohio State and Ryan Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are going to attack Ohio State, and specifically Ryan Day, because that is the biggest threat. Notice he didn't attack the team up north. He had nothing to say about them. In fact, he even used them to defend his argument about Ryan Day. Why? Because he knows exactly what you said, Tyler. They are not a threat to Georgia. The threat is Ohio State. That's where this attack is coming from. They see Ryan Day and Ohio State as the biggest threat to stopping Georgia of becoming the next cash cow for ESCCPN. That's what this is about. And that guy is paid to make sure he pushes the narrative that they want coming from Bristol, Connecticut.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the truth.
And watch this, Eric. If we beat Georgia, right? We play Georgia and we beat them in Texas, they're two big cash cows right now. This year, they'll go on to win a national championship. I guarantee you the SEC is gonna be they're gonna lose their minds. It's gonna be the Paul Feinbaum and SEC, ESPN are gonna. That's gonna be the worst day in their lives.
Oh yeah,
because they know if that happens, they know they failed.
Yep. All they're gonna do is say, "Well, Ohio State just went out and bought a championship. It's not a real championship." That's what their narrative is gonna be at that point.
Yep.
They'll be full of crap, full of crap. But that'll be their narrative.
That's exactly, Chris, exactly what they have already begun to do.
That's what he's trying to set up. Exactly.
Everybody's beginning to set that up.
And kudos to Tim May, by the way, for keeping it professional, because I would not have.
Yes. Yeah. And I saw someone make a comment that he didn't like Tim May in here. That's fine. There's people in the media that follow the team that I absolutely despise. I cannot stand them. Sure. I don't think they have a backbone. They've never asked a legitimate question in a press conference in their entire life, and they aren't true journalists. I get it. If you don't like Tim May, like I said, he's a little bit awkward. You know, he's got a funny laugh. He digresses all the time, you know, like,
but
he's our guy. He's an Ohio State guy, you know, and I'm going to defend him here. So is this our 210 guy?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The gremlin guy?
None your business.
But
it's Eric, gotta be him.
I got two questions for both of you.
All right.
Actually, one question. It's more of a like, so if we win the national championship this year after everything that after everything we've discussed, do you think we're going to get the credit we deserve?
No. No. They're going to say that we paid for this roster, we paid for a championship.
You know, this is what I would say, Eric. I think we'll get credit. But we're not going to get credit from the SEC fans who, well, first of all, most of them can't tie their own shoes. And second of all, we're not going to get credit from the cheaters up north, because we will have completely shattered their fantasies about what the last 3 years have been. I think outside of that, the intelligent football fan who sits back and watches and understands the narrative of football as it stands today and what we're going through, and the fact that this is now, call it what it is, a semi-pro league, those fans are going to appreciate what happens, not if, but when Ryan Day goes out and wins the championship this year. But the unenlightened fan, the backwoods moron from the SEC, the idiots from up north, they're not going to appreciate it.
Yep. $5 holler from Jeremy Moreland. Feinbaum always has a professional level tone about OSU when on a bigger show than his, but talks smack on equal or lesser shows than his. That's an interesting take, Jeremy. I'd have to do some more digging. I'll take your word for it because I'll be honest. I can't stand the guy, so I hardly listen to him at all. But when this came across my desk, I had to address it, which is why we're talking about it tonight. And I still haven't gotten into everything I want to talk about it. We might have to make a video, Chris, about it, responding to it later. But I want to give Tyler the floor. We got a couple more callers, Tyler, waiting. Last thing here, buddy.
All right, one last thing, Eric. Because I got to bring up the whole, like, Jake Butt and Joshua Perry conversation.
Yeah, it's another one. Go for it.
So, what's your thoughts on Michigan fans claiming that their 15-0 national championship team could beat our national championship team in 2014?
In a word, delusional.
The defense would have destroyed McCarthy. They would have destroyed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have destroyed him.
I think one of
Oh, go ahead, Eric.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, I was just going to say, I truly believe, and the Michigan fans may be completely flip out when I say this, I truly believe that the Alabama team that we ran through was a better team than that Michigan team. I truly believe that
The
Oregon team with Marcus Mariota, who was a superior quarterback to J.J. McCarthy, say what you will, he was a superior quarterback at the collegiate level to J.J. I throw six passes a game McCarthy.
Yes.
It wouldn't have even been close.
Hell,
their defense would have held us a little bit, but
yeah.
But I don't think they would have beat us, not by a long shot. I think we would have won by 14 points.
They would have been competitive for half.
All right. Yeah. All right, Tyler, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate you, man. I agree. That's a good topic. Chris and I might have to dive into another video that you brought up there. Appreciate you, buddy. Have a good night, OH.
I owe respect.
.419, you're on with the OHIO podcast. What's happening?
What's up, Bogsy? Wild man?
Sean, you're
what's happening?
Want to give the Scoopers a shout out. My old friend, Brian Oberst. Give him a shout out too. How you guys doing tonight?
Oh, our blood's boiling because of Big Ears down there in the SEC talking a little trash.
Well, what you got to remember, Eric, is down there, you know, their family trees don't branch. I mean, their parents are brother and sister. So, I mean, their intelligence level isn't really that high. Then you got that goblin guy calling. I think he was talking about the Michigan cheerleaders. You know, they all look like goblins anyway, so. That just goes to show you what happens when you drink water from Flint, Michigan. You end up seeing goblins. So,
shoot. Oh, man, I tell you. The old SEC, Roll Tide, right? Oh, man. So what's on your mind tonight, Sean? You fired up like we are about the Paul Feinbaum, or you got something else you want to chat about?
That was so disrespectful, the way he treated Tim May. It irritates me. Like you said, they've been paying people for years. Cam Newton even come out and admitted that his dad got a bag full of money from Auburn to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's even and they don't have an advantage, you can't take it.
No, you're absolutely
and the
right.
delusional and the delusional cheer fans up north thinking that their 2023 team would have beat our 2014 team. They're higher than a kite.
Do me a favor, Sean. Move away from your computer. We're getting a loop.
All right, brother. All right, brother. I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to hang up. Just move away from your. We're hearing the volume on your.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
We can hear you fine. Okay. We're just getting your feedback.
I don't even think their championship team would have beat our 15 team.
You hear neck grip? Okay.
Their championship team wouldn't have beat a John Cooper team.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's just how bad it was.
Yeah.
So even 2-10-1 could have beat him.
So Sean, do me a favor, turn the volume down on your PC or mute your
I mean, they were bringing up the point that we lost to Virginia Tech, and I'm like, how good would your team been if you had lost McCarthy at the beginning of the year? They wouldn't have won 9 games. I mean, we lost the player of Big Ten offensive player of the year in Braxton Miller before the season started. We had JT Barrett go down in the Michigan game. We had a third-string quarterback come in and win us a national championship. There's no way in double hockey stick.
You don't think he could have won with the orgy?
Sean, I had to mute you, buddy. So I'm still hearing it. Are you hearing it?
A little bit.
That might be something on my end here.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear
you.
Yeah. We're getting a bad echo somewhere.
I'm sorry.
Now they're hearing it all.
Else call in, but again, love the show. Love what you guys do. Thanks for giving me my time. I'm here to say my piece.
All right, Sean.
Absolutely, Sean.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, before we take another call, let's figure this out because I still hear it. Don't you?
I don't hear anything now.
You don't?
No, but Steely Matt there in the chat says there was a major echo going on.
Yeah, I hear it actually.
You're echoing according to what Sarah's saying. So
yeah. I'm not sure why, because nothing's changed. Let me do this. Am I still echoing?
I'm not hearing anything, but the crowd may be. So Eric, you are, but I am not.
Let me jump out and come back in.
Okay.
So you take over, big dog.
Sounds good. All right, so you know that's the technical difficulties of a live call-in show. We're going to get things back on the right track here soon enough. But, hey, let us know in the chat. What do you guys feel about Feinbaum? And any other Buckeye news you want us to address, go ahead and throw it in the chat, and we'll talk about it. We'll get back to doing the live calls here momentarily. But, yeah, I'll tell you, there he is.
Let's see if this is any better. Nope. It's me. Okay. I'm going to work on this. Go on, Chris. In fact, I'll bring on the next caller. How about that?
Yeah, bring on the next caller, and we'll go from there.
That way you have with, and I'll keep working on this, everybody. I apologize. 513's up for you, Chris. 513's on.
All right, 513, go ahead.
Hello, guys. This is Matt, also known as DZM. How are you guys today?
Well, great. As soon as we get Eric's audio sounding good again, but what's on your mind?
Well, I was just there was another point I wanted to make, but I just wanted to say when Michigan says that they could beat our 2014 team. That was the greatest run end of season I've ever seen out of an offensive line in history.
Absolutely.
The entire rest of the season after that.
Yeah, I mean, and they, don't get me wrong. Last year, I'm going to give respect where it's due. They did have a pretty good defense last year. They did. Now, how much of that was the fact that they were carrying around the other team's playbooks all season? I don't know. But, you know, at the same time, I'm going to give the credit and say they did have a pretty good defense. And I think they could have hung, you know, maybe limited Ohio State for a half, but kind of like Alabama did. You know, we did it with Alabama. I think we just would have ran over them in the end. Like you said, that was an incredible offensive line. Our defense was extremely stout. You know, I don't think that if they think that they could have taken down that 2014 team, they're not just delusional. But they've been hitting the same shrooms as the Goblin guy. That's all I can figure out.
Yeah, I think that Goblin guy meant to call a Boulder's Gate stream.
Well, I don't know what he meant to call. I'll tell you, I worked in the mental health industry for a while, and I'm telling you, I've got some friends who are counselors, and we can hook up Goblin guy if need be, because sounds like our boys got some major issues there. But yeah, anything else on your mind there? What do you think about the little troll from the SEC had to say there?
Well, here's my question to Paul Feinbaum, because he said we bought our roster. How many players came back from last year that would have been first or second rounders? Add those up.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Right now, I'm going to tell you. Denzel Burke, they want to criticize him, say he was not going to be a first. I think he was a first round draft pick. I really do. He is a great lockdown corner. We got Iggy's back. We've got Tyreek Williams came back. He was going to be drafted. Is he a first rounder? No, but he would have been drafted this year. You know, we have so much talent come back that could have gone. Donovan Jackson, I think arguably he could have been a late first round pick. No worse than a second round. I mean, these are guys who came back this year, and yeah, they got paid to come back. But that's the state of the game that we're in now. That is the thing. We are in NFL light right now, and that's where we're going to be going forward. I mean, we're talking about revenue sharing now, you know, but these guys are really upset. Like Eric said earlier, they are so upset that the playing field is even, that it's not delivering the cash in a McDonald's bag, you know, under the front step anymore. And now that the playing field is even, and the schools like Ohio State who have these massive backers, you know, I'm going to throw another one out there who's actually SEC now. I could almost predict a swing in the SEC, and a school like Texas that has all that money, you could see them shoot towards the top of that conference now. I think that the coach there that took over for Saban, I think the guy from Washington, he's a good, solid coach. But they're going to lose some games this year. The dynasty is dead. Let's just call it what it is. Their dynasty is dead.
I think I got it figured out now.
How we sounding, guys?
I think we're doing better. It was not Sean. I was getting a bad echo on the Bluetooth on the board. So once I figured that out, I think we're good. Caller, thank you so much for calling in. Who am I talking with, by the way? This is Buckeye Boggs. Are you there?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. This is Matt, also known as ZZM.
Okay, Matt, awesome. Thank you, man. Good to talk to you. Yeah, I see you in the chat. Nice to put a name with you, Matt. So thank you for calling in. My bad on that, Sean. If you want to call back in, brother, I'll take your call back. That's my fault. I've got it figured out now, though. So, So I didn't miss. I apologize for missing the first part of your call there, Matt. So were you guys talking about Big Ears down there in the SEC?
We talked a little bit about Big Ears, yeah. Okay.
All right.
But we also talked about the delusional fans up north.
Gotcha. Matt, first time calling in. Appreciate you calling in, brother. Are you excited about the upcoming year? What's your thoughts on the Buckeyes this year, man?
I'm very excited. I feel like we had one of the most historic off seasons in college football history.
Yeah, absolutely. We sure did. No doubt about it. And do you feel like we do that, hey, just because NIL is legal and we paid more than everybody else, sorry about your luck. Like, that's just the name of the game right now. Like, I don't feel bad. If we go out and win a natty, I ain't going to feel bad about it. Are you?
Not at all.
I know the fans up north don't feel bad about Connor Stallions. So why should we feel bad about spending $13 million in NIL? That's the way I look at it, man.
We should. And a lot of those players were players that were already on our roster. So I don't know how they can say we just bought a roster.
We retained it, all right? I mean, that we retained the roster. Yeah. We got high-end transfer portal guys. It's not like we went out and got an entirely new roster of transfer portal people. We got high-end transfer portal people, and we got one of the better recruiting classes, and NIL plays a part of all of that. It's legal.
And, you know, that's another reason I think the SEC is so ticked. Look at where those guys came from. Those high-end transfer portal people that we pulled in.
Yeah.
You know, two from Alabama, one from Ole Miss. This coming off us pulling in Davidson and Benosin not that long ago, also from the SEC. You know, Tim May, when he came back with his comment, I think he was right. He should have thanked the SEC for sending us all that talent. They know where the real football is going to be played from now on, now that there's a level playing field.
Yeah, it's level, and it's going to be SEC 1 year, Big Ten 1 year. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. If you're going to feel sorry for anybody, I think you should feel sorry for the Big 12 and probably the SEC. That's going to become the newest Pac-12 in a lot of ways.
The ACC,
the ACC when that
Florida State joins us.
Yeah, when that bad boy falls apart. So. If you're going to feel sorry for anybody, that's who you should feel sorry for. Don't feel sorry for yourself, Paul Feinbaum, that you can't cheat anymore and that the SEC isn't the king. That's what's happening. He's feeling sorry for himself. He's all up in his feelings.
After we got screwed over against Clemson, I have no remorse whatsoever for the ACC. None.
I was mad about that for months.
Months. I'm still angry about it.
Yeah. I think we started seeing a little bit of the even playing field just because Michigan basically won the championship with trestle ball, if you ask me.
They did.
They did.
They did. Good. Matt, anything else on your mind, man?
Is calling in.
What's that, brother?
Yeah.
What was that, brother?
Thank you. Oh, I was just going to say, I don't know if anyone else is waiting. I want to let them get their shot in.
We got a couple more waiting in the wings. I appreciate you calling in, Matt. Make sure you call back next time. Next time, I promise to try to get this the volume issues fixed. Looks like we got it going in the right way. I apologize again. Technology, you know, it's sometimes it's not our friend. It's those goblins, Chris. That guy from San Antonio, he did some goblin voodoo on my soundboard, I guess. I don't know. But, Matt, thanks for calling in, buddy. OH.
I-O.
All right. Let's go to the next caller, Chris. 614, you're on the OHIO podcast. How's it going tonight?
Hey, it's your favorite guy, Ryan Wickerham's in the house.
Oh, my
Ryan, God. What up?
Ryan Wickerham. Man, don't you got a wedding or something to get ready for, brother?
I know, right? Next Saturday.
Next Saturday, tying the old knot. But hey, the question is she nervous? I know you're not nervous.
No, I'm not nervous at all. She neither is she.
Does she know what she's getting into, she's brother?
Oh, yeah. We even got a bucket. Well, I couldn't say too much about it, but she's not around, so I can say it. Our wedding, of course, is a Buckeye cake, our wedding cake.
There you go. There you go. I hope it tastes as sweet for you as this natty is going to taste for us in 2024. How about that?
Now, I'm going to try to keep this as appropriate as I can.
Okay, Ryan. And this is a family-friendly show. Okay? Family-friendly. Keep right. that in mind.
I'm not cussing nothing like that, but when I was at the Peach Bowl and I was taking the tour of the, I think it's the College Football Hall of Fame, and I was actually talking to Paris Johnson's mom, Monica at the time. And then I walked past her after I'd done talking to her. And I was taking a video of Paul Feinbaum and talking to some other reporter within 10 feet from me. And he turned his back towards me so I couldn't see what he was talking about. And all I said was, "Hey, how's it going, sir?" And he looked around like I was the devil.
Didn't like that, huh?
I had my Buckeye gear on. He could tell I was a big Buckeye fan, and he just wanted nothing to do with me. And I wasn't trying to overstep my boundaries or, you know, say anything out of the ordinary. I was just wondering why you at least say hi or, you know, how you doing, nothing. It was just like, turn your back against me. I don't know who you are. I'm not looking at you, so you can't see what I'm talking about. Just very,
so he's always been low class, like, is what you're saying, Ryan.
Right. He was more like, upper class, and I'm lower class. You know.
No, he's low class. That behavior, he is a low class piece of garbage. That's simple.
Right. Well, I mean, in his eyes, I was probably lower class, you know, compared to him. But it was just kind of comical. I laughed it off and just said, "Hey, have a good one." And he just didn't even look at me.
That's too bad, man.
So, you know, but that was kind of it. You know, I kept it appropriately and professional. I just wanted to have you guys' input on that, you know.
You know, to me, Ryan, the guy is incredibly blessed to be able to sit down and make probably tens of thousands. I don't think he might make six figures doing what he does.
I wouldn't be surprised. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is employed by ESCCPN.
And he does work incredibly hard. Yes. I will give, he puts in a lot of miles during the football season, and he's up to Bristol. He's back down to SEC country every week. He does his radio program, television program, whatever it is now, for I think 3 or 4 hours, four or five days a week. He works incredibly hard. I'm not taking that away from him. But you and I both know, Ryan, that guy knows what professionalism is. And what he did to Tim May on that program was so unprofessional. And it's almost, I'm telling you, I believe he was instructed to do it. I really do.
I believe that.
You think?
Yeah, I do. Right. I think that this is a narrative that he's been told to push. And since he is an SEC company man, he's going to do it. Now, here's the thing. I'm just warning all of you right now. Get ready for the day when Kirk Herbstreit brings it up that Ohio State is probably has one of the better rosters that money can buy and could be favored to win it all. Kirk Herbstreit will be the next one to do it. And it's going to break his little soul to do it. But you mark my words, he'll do it.
Oh, I'm sure it'll happen.
I'm not even going to chime in on that one. You know my thoughts on him.
The only difference between him and Paul Feinbaum is he's better looking, and Paul Feinbaum's got big ears, right? I mean,
my whole thing is I have believed for a long time that Herbstreit is a self-hating Buckeye.
We could get into a whole conversation. We might have to do that as another call-in show. The whole, you know,
I won't keep you guys much longer. But you know, what's crazy is a lot of people wouldn't believe me. But years ago, before I had that connection I have now at OSU, Urban Meyer came to town. He supposedly bought Kirk Herbstreit's old house before he became the coach.
Really,
Columbus at Ohio State, and I told everybody a year before it even happened that he's coming to town, and nobody believed me. And my cousin, I bet him $1,000, and he was like, "No, you're full of crap." I said, "Okay." And actually, it could be at my wedding, just so you know. And so, but if, remind me, I'll probably be a little bit intoxicated at the time, but remind me, say, "Hey, where's your cousin Joe at?" Because every time I see him, I bring it up. I said, "Hey, do you remember years ago when I told you about Urban Meyer's coming to town?" He hates talking about it because he knows I wasn't full of crap. He thought, "You don't know what you're talking about." I'm like, "Okay." And then a year later, he became the head coach. I was told by inside sources years ago. A year before Urban even took the job.
Since you brought it up, Ryan,
mm-hmm.
there's another situation very similar to that happening in Northeast Ohio. Do you think that there's a world where if Ryan Day were to some reason win and decide to go to the NFL or lose to that team up north for a fourth straight time, whatever, that a former Buckeye named Vrabel might be waiting in the wings, similar to what Urban did?
I heard that this past year. I heard it last year, actually. A rumor from inside sources that, you know, there's already supposedly been talks about that. But I've also heard that they can't afford to pay out Ryan Day's contract because they had to pay Chris Holtman's buyout, supposedly. So I've heard two different scenarios.
Well, you and I both know, Ryan, that there are people who live in Columbus, Ohio, much richer than all of us combined, who, if they wanted to see it happen, would do it.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. O'Brien. Yeah,
I'm not
Kelly's
sure which one is true, but I mean, you know, they both might be true. Who really knows?
I mean, do you see Brian Kelly's caddy?
You know, but
I do.
But what are you doing? You know, what's the scenario? What if it came out into a field goal and the team at North beats us in the last 3 seconds of the game? You know, I mean, you know, do you, I like this day. But the thing of this is, do you hire a new coach? But if you get a new coach, new guys want their own people. Mostly, you know, I mean, very rarely does that happen that most guys stay on the same staff.
Which makes me think that if you get a former Buckeye, though, you may keep some of these guys.
Maybe keep all some, but you don't keep them all. I guarantee it. Like,
well, I'll tell you, if Day goes, I'm going to tell you right now, Justin Fry is gone, because if Ryan Day fails, it's because that offensive line let him down.
Yep. Well,
right now, I'm going to tell you, it's cut and dry.
I hate to say it, but, you know, it's politics. I've heard, I probably shouldn't say this on your podcast, I'm going to, it's appropriate, but Jack Sawyer was going to transfer last year.
Really?
Because of I'm not sure of all the details, but I knew that he was tired of the politics that was going on and behind closed doors. And Michael Hall Jr., people don't know about this, but behind the scenes, him and I think it was Drew Chrisman or some other player, they got in a fight on the field.
Yeah, it was.
And there's somebody else. Maybe it was another player.
Hinsman? Carson Hinsman?
I've
heard this story. Yeah.
It made Michael Hall Jr. really, really irritated. But I know for a fact that Sawyer was going to transfer, thought about transferring because he was – that's a true fact. And I'm not trying to make anybody mad that he's hearing his podcast or hearing me talk about it, but it's the truth.
I'm glad he didn't.
But, you know,
he's a Central Ohio kid. He's Pickerington, Ohio, man, just right down the road from where he lived.
And the way he finished last year.
And the last, like, I wouldn't say 4 or 5 games he played, he started to look like the way the Bosas came on in their third year.
Right.
And so if he can if he can be that Joey Nick Bosa kind of defensive end, imagine what that's going to do for JTT's game. Imagine what that's going to do for Hamilton.
They're going to double team one of them players.
Yes, and it's going to be the rest of the defensive line is going to eat. Caden Curry, when he gets into the game. Jackson, when he gets into the game. I mean, the level – I firmly believe that Ohio State's best defenses – have always been from the fact that they have had a defensive pass rusher that sets the edge, that creates havoc in the backfield, and sets the tone for the defense. Hear me out. I am hearing that there is a lot of buzz that the linebacker play, believe it or not, despite losing two, three-year starters that we have in Steel Chambers and Tommy Eichenberg, the linebacker play is might be even better next year because of the athleticism of Hicks and Styles. And then you've got
Cody, who's
Cody Simon.
Cody Simon, who's that? The leader who puts everybody in place. They say his football IQ is right up there with any that we've had in recent years. He might not be as athletic as the other two, but he's going to be around the football all the time just because he's football savvy. You have that kind of defensive line play with that kind of athleticism at the linebacker position. You know what that creates? Turnovers with our defensive backs because they're awesome. Remember back in what year was it, Chris, when the two cornerbacks and the safety who were all Big Ten in 2016?
Is that Denzel and
– Denzel and – gosh, I can't think of names tonight. But I want to say Marcus, but that's his brother.
It's Malik Hooker.
Malik Hooker. Yes.
Malik Hooker, yep.
Yeah, it was Ward, Malika, and
I can't think of the other cornerback. Plays for the freaking Saints.
Oh, Marshawn.
Marshawn Lattimore. There we go. Lattimore. Gee, Christmas. Lattimore. Thank you. Team effort. They feasted that year in the backfield with turnovers. Mm-hmm. That's what I think we could see. We could see Tim Walton's boys just become – crazy turnover machines because of what we're getting up front. Hey, Brian Kelly's caddy. Thanks for stopping in, buddy. He's over there on John Kennedy's show all the time. You're going to enjoy the Big Ten Huddle program that Kennedy and I did with JR. It's a lot of fun. You're going to appreciate that one. So be on the lookout for that. Ryan, any other thoughts, buddy, before we head on out of here?
Sorry, man. I don't think I have anything else, man. I know 5 a.m. is going to come early for me.
All right, man. Have a good night. And if we don't see it before, congratulations and enjoy that wedding, my man.
You guys come, right?
We'll try our best, brother.
All right. You said beer. Probably in like 3:30.
All right. I got you. Have a good one. I'm getting that. Echo again.
Yeah, I hear the humming again.
I have no idea what it is. It's weird. So it's not the button I thought it was. Well, good news is all the calls done. So, Chris, I'm going to let you go ahead and close this one out, finish this out, tell everybody how to get a hold of us, and we'll do it again Sunday night.
All right. Well, thanks for another great call-in show, guys. Keep those calls coming. And you can always catch us Sunday nights. We do our live show. Of course, we'll be back next Thursday with another call-in show. And we drop little videos in between, so check us out on our YouTube channel. Make sure to like, hit the little thumbs up, and subscribe. Definitely subscribe. And then, hey, consider becoming a member. You know, our members get free shipping from the store. You get special content that we drop just for members only. So, again, thanks for another great call-in show, guys. And until next time, OH!
I-O!
Go Bucks!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouth-watering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.